Rosewood. Tonight on Fox, Rosie's on the phone. Mars Chestnut. What's up, Rosie?
How you doing?
You play that part, man.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really, really a fun part to play. I couldn't be happier.
It's fun to watch.
And
thank you.
That's Sybil. It is fun to watch because Via is, ain't nothing wrong with Via.
Well, tonight's episode is actually, if you like Via, you will definitely like her tonight because this is really going to be the first time she's not really in her normal detective jeans, t-shirt, leather jacket, because we go outside of Miami to solve a case tonight. So if you like Via, you'll definitely like her tonight.
Well, I've seen her in Miami, and she wasn't in the jeans and the tank top.
Yeah, what did you see?
And ain't nothing wrong with. I like that line you asked her one week. You said, "How many of these tank tops do you have?"
Yeah,
because Tom was thinking the same thing. Yeah,
yeah, I was thinking the same thing, man.
yeah, we love to have a lot of fun, man. And like I said, that's what I love about this character, because it's, you know, when you do television each week, it's really, really a grind, and you know, to have to really. You know, to be able to come to work, and we mix the tones so much. Like sometimes, you know, we're just very light and there's a lot of levity and humor. And sometimes we get very deep and emotional. So that's really what I love about doing the show.
You've got a tremendous cast, too, including our own Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry's
with us every Thursday. And so we come in on Thursdays talking about Rosewood from the previous night.
Are you going to bring her up on charges? Because
she's feeling.
Jay,
are you going to bring her up on charges? Because she's filling you up every time she's on.
Let me tell you something. This is the only person who's got me to break continuously on set is Sherry. It's like she's an incredible actress, and her humor and her timing is impeccable. And we did a couple of scenes where I could not stop laughing. And normally, you know, when I'm in that track, I get it out once, but her, like, three times in a row, she got me. She's been a great addition to the show.
Well, is it true? I read that even after all these years of you being in the business, now you've created this new character, that you can't go a day on the street without somebody yelling out, "Ricky!"
That's pretty. That's very true. It's funny because Boys in the Hood has resonated for so many years for so many people. And a true story. So, like, last year, my daughter was a senior this year in high school. Last year, she was a junior. She texted me, "Hey, Dad, we're watching Boys in the Hood in class." That was her first time seeing it. Wow. Anna Conkle, the actress who, on our show, who plays TMI, we were just talking just yesterday on the set because this past weekend was her first time watching Boys in the Hood.
Wow.
And we've been working for 10 months now.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday on set, she was like, "Oh," she kept saying, "Oh," because it resonated so much. It impacted her so much. She felt bad for me because I got shot.
Now, if Lorraine Toussaint says that about you, then what does that say? Ricky.
It was Anna Conkle, but yeah, no, and Lorraine, I love working with Lorraine because it's who she is. She's a maternal figure on the show, and just her presence and her ability, she grounds the whole entire show.
Nice.
And then she is the one person that when Rose was in a scene with her, it's just, I just love those moments that she and I have.
That is so,
you know what I like about the show? This is the first black family where the people actually look like they could be family members. Not like, you know,
right.
Not like in Good Times. You know, James Evans in Florida had J.J., Michael, and Thelma, and that don't look, they don't look anything like James.
Casting has gotten better, huh?
Yeah. We've seen your mother, your father, of course, your sister, Tippi. And and y'all look like you might be related, but your family.
We
you don't find that often in black families, you know.
Right. No, they did an incredible job, with that.
And I know I've heard that you don't like doing the shirtless scenes, but could you just keep doing them? just for those of us fans.
how much of the TV show is filmed in Miami?
We filmed a pilot in Miami, and basically what we do is we have a crew that goes down to Miami and they film things and then we bring it back here. But we film the entire show in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Now, about those shirtless scenes.
If you need shirtless stand-ins, me and Tom are here. We're ready. Just call us.
Stand-in.
Shirtless. We'll stand
Come on down. You guys ready to get shirtless? Come on down.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of shirtless people tonight.
You want to keep the show.
There's a lot of shirtless people tonight on the show.
You want to keep the show, Morris. Keep the show.
Rosewood.
Tonight.
Tonight on Fox.
Thanks, Morris Chestnut.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.